Praise God. Oops. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and beginning to read there verse number 1. Thank you, musicians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning to read there at verse number 1. But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day, and ye are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. My title today is The Principle of Priority. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you, Jesus. I thank you. Lord, as all the whole world races around, that's just spinning around us, God. There is so much around us in our world, in the political scene, in the government scene, in our society, in our schools, in our homes. Lord, in every portion, every part, every facet of society, Lord, is racing all around us. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to have the principle of priority. Lord, to choose those things that are right before you. Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for your discretion to be in us. Lord, your priority, Lord, to be our priority. And we pray and ask in the name of Jesus for your will to be done. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. The principle of priority. It's not a very new topic. In fact, it should have probably already been considered by yourselves, myself, each of us. We got to choose. We got to make a priority what things are important, what things are more important, and what things are less important in our life. Amen. If you notice here in this reading, though, the theme of Paul's admonition to the church is that you should understand the times and walk accordingly. You know, we've been doing, I don't know, probably 2 years now, we've been having end time classes. Been at my house, and then we went to the fellowship hall, and then we went to my house again. And we've been kind of just ongoing with a handful of people. But when I look at those things that are in Scripture, and I consider what the Scriptures say, and you can see it in our society, You can feel it in our community. It's not just something scary on the pages in the Bible. No, it's something that is being fulfilled right now in our day, in our society, in our community, and across the face of the earth right now. So as I see those things coming to pass, I want to make sure my priorities are right. Amen. I want to make sure that I understand the times. Amen. The last days in Scripture is very often painted as being a spiritually frightening time. But the more I learn about Scripture, and the more I learn about the things that have already come to pass and those things that are going to yet happen, the more I know about what the Bible has to say about this day, the end time, the better I feel, because I know God is in control. Amen. You can see how that God has already orchestrated us to be here where we are. Amen. How that God, by His hand, has already fulfilled on the face of the earth many of the things that He said were going to happen. Amen. It's already done. It's already taken place. Amen. And it just gives me a further confidence that I know that the Word of God is true. And God has it all in control. So, therefore, it's not God that has a problem. It's people that have a problem. Amen. We are the ones that need to line up ourselves with the Word of God. We are the ones that need to prepare our own lives to meet the Lord. And in order to do that, you got to have principles. You got to have priorities. Praise the Lord. You see, one awesome thing promised was that God would pour out His Spirit. Amen. It's promised in the Word of God. You know, ye shall receive the gift. Oh, don't leave that word out. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And many other places. My topic today isn't really the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, but it is a promise in the Word of God, and it is being fulfilled in our day. Amen. God wants people to know who He is and be filled with His Spirit. Amen. And when we have the Holy Ghost, and much of our church already has the Holy Ghost, which thank the Lord for that. Thank God we have people that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because with the Holy Ghost, we must walk in the Spirit. Amen. Walking in the flesh was what we did B.C., before Christ. But now that we have the Holy Ghost, we need to walk with God. Amen. Amen. Again, principles, priorities. When we're walking with God, you're not going to do a whole bunch of things that you did BC, before Christ. Amen. You will be different. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 3, let me begin there at verse number 1. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Now, then there were, that portion of Scripture is a depiction of the mindset and the attitudes and the actions of our world today. That it's just rampant. It seems like it's everywhere. But let me make this statement to the church. If these are not the last days, which I truly believe they are, I believe we are in the end time. But if these are not the last days, we certainly are closer than we have ever been to the coming of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I realize that the disciples thought that they were going to see the return of Jesus, and every successive generation from then until now, there have been people that are looking for the return of Jesus Christ. Amen. But I'm convinced, just by the signs of the times, amen, there's never been a day that has fulfilled scriptures like our day. Amen. There's never been a time when the entirety of the face of the earth, every person could be numbered, have a unique number. But it can be done today. In fact, it probably has already been done. They just haven't put that number on you yet, which that's coming. But we are closer to the coming of the Lord. And as pastor, I feel it needful to be aware of my culture and of the time. Amen. I live in the United States of America. It's generally thought of a very open culture. I'm thankful that there is still freedom of religion. Amen. That I can preach Jesus Christ as I see it in the Scriptures. Amen. That's not a light thing. In fact, there probably will come a day when our religious and community and probably even the law enforcement, perhaps even the military, will come against people preaching Jesus Christ. Amen. They will, with all force, try to mandate unity. Everybody's got to believe the same thing. Well, I got no problem with that as long as you're believing the Bible. As long as you're preaching what the Word of God says, I'll agree with you. Amen. But if you're not, then I'm not going to agree with you. Amen. So we got to understand where we are. We have to have a clear mindset. We got to have an expectation of principle and priority. And certainly we are living in a fast-moving time. Wow, it seems like time is racing by. It seems like, how can I say it other than time is racing by? Amen. Moving swiftly. Things can happen very quickly. Amen. So because of that, again, we need to have principle and priority so that we will not be swept up in our world by the events that are going to happen, by the things that take place. We won't be swept up with the quote-unquote unity. It's not going to be unified, by the way. It's going to be mandated. But it's racing by. We got to decide ahead of time. We got to have a mindset to look at what the times are and what our priorities are. Amen. It was said of these times in Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse number 20. Except the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. Thank you, Jesus, very much for taking care of us. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us. Praise the Lord. Verse 21. And then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. I believe I am part of the elect. I am blood bought. I have been baptized in Jesus' name. I have experienced the infilling of the Holy Ghost. God has done miracles in my life. God has done wonderful and gracious and merciful things for me. Amen. But Satan wants to trick me into doing his things, into doing the things of the world, to joining in with the ungodliness of the world. It certainly is a spiritually charged, fast-paced times that we live in. It really is. Praise the Lord. So we got to have ahead of time principles and priorities that are set by the Word of God, that are set by Jesus Christ, so that we ourselves, amen, can understand the times. Amen. Notice the answer to this question. For false Christs and prophets shall arise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. The answer to that is the very next verse, 23. But take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. I'm telling you, what's going to happen in our world is already written in the Word of God. We already know what's going to take place. We already know what the Antichrist is going to do. We already know what the world government is going to look like. We already know those things by the Word of God. We got to look at the book. We got to look at the Word of God. And it will show us where we are, that we may understand the times. Amen. We live in a time where many feel overwhelmed with obligations. And it's not just a few. I would say you may well be an exception to the rule if you don't feel overwhelmed with obligations. Amen. They want you to commit to everything. Seems like there's not enough hours in a day, perhaps not enough days in the week. It's just more to be done than possibly you could do as a human being. Amen. I know it's like that in my home. It's like that on my job. It's like that in the church. It's like that seemingly in every aspect of our lives. There is always way more to do than we could possibly get done. Yet, the reality is, everybody has 24 hours in a single day, and there's 7 days in each week, so we all have 168 hours every week. Amen. And that's how we live our lives. So because you're not getting more hours in a day, or you're not getting more days in the week, again, we have to have principles and we have to have priorities so that we can do those things that are more important than those things that are less important. Man, there's a lot of things I like to do. Man, I like to go fishing, but I don't go fishing very often. But every once in a while, I like to do things that I sometimes do. But there are things that I need to make sure that I do. I have to make time for the things that are a priority in my life. Amen. The only way to handle these times is we got to work smarter, not harder. Anybody ever heard that saying? Excuse me. We really can do things better. We can set our principles and our priorities to make sure that we have those things that are most important at the top of the list. And when the less important things come along, they don't take priority over the more important things. Amen. We have to have this. I only have so much time, and I only have so much money. You know, there's lots of good organizations and lots of good causes and lots of good things to support. But if you go around trying to support everything that comes along, guess what? You're going to run out of time and you're going to run out of money. People that call me quite frequently asking for money. Telemarketers and salespeople and you name it. All kinds of things. No thank you, click. I have to have a prioritized life. And we are in a physical battle, a spiritual battle, an actual we war against things of the flesh. Amen. We really do. There is a war that goes on. Yes, because we are human. Maybe because I'm in my 60s. We fight tiredness. I heard 2 or 3 of them right there. I got a couple of believers going on. Sometimes I get tired. In fact, quite frequently I get tired. Weariness. sometimes, man, I'm just dragging. I know I got to go do this next thing, and I'm going to go do it. But, man, just dragging. You see, I understand. I'm like that too. I think probably you know what I'm talking about, in all probability. Daniel prophesied of the Antichrist, of the Antichrist's days, that he would wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. See, the spirit of Antichrist would have us get our priorities all mixed up. That we would put those secular things as more important than godly things. In my opinion, I know probably everybody doesn't agree with me, but our, you know, the 2000, 2001, the pandemic, it blew things all out of control. Oh, you got to shut down the churches. No, what we needed to do is pray. What we needed to do is believe God. What we needed to do was be as healthy as we can and use the things that we do have to fight those things that we don't have. And yet, people were so afraid of what they didn't have that they might get that it shut down our society. Fear was rampant. And then if you weren't a believer like they want you to believe, then you were the problem. Me that do not have COVID is the reason you're going to get it. That makes no sense. It made no sense. In a virus that had particles that were so small that it would go right through the mask that they're wearing. It wouldn't even slow it down. Just by your breath, they would draw it right through the mask. And it would be zero defense. Not a little, but zero defense. So the priorities of the world can get messed up. We cannot trust the world to set our priorities. We have to decide ahead of time what is important in my life. How am I going to live? What is most important to me? Amen. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 20. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." They mix it up. "And that put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." You know, Isaiah was telling us about our day. The Old Testament prophet was telling us what it would be like in my life. The Word of God was forewarning us that it would be like this. So they're going to call those things that are good, evil. Yes, I believe and I trust there's going to be enough evidence to convict me that I've preached it enough times, and I'm going to keep preaching it. Jesus Christ is the only living God. There is no other God beside Him. He is the Savior of the world. Well, what about all the other religions? And what about all the other faiths? And You really want to know? You probably don't want me to tell you. Because without Jesus, you're lost. I have to say that. To me, that's a priority. To me, I can't. It's not even an option in my book. It's not even among the choices. I have to believe that Jesus Christ is God. I have to believe, continue to know that Jesus is my Savior. That there is no other God. Amen. You know, when they say Christ is here or there and there's miracles going on and it's the great power of God. Well, I'm going to know. Because I know who Jesus is. Amen. I'm not going to guess. I'm going to know. Amen. When I am changed in that moment in the twinkling out of an eye and I have a glorified body, that is Jesus. And if that didn't happen, guess what? That ain't him. Prioritize. Somebody say that with me. Prioritize. You got to decide right now how to prioritize your life. The word prioritize. Precedence. Especially established by order of importance or urgency. The next definition. An authoritative rating that establishes such precedence. What things are more important to you? I tell you, living by the Word of God, it's got to have a high priority in your life. Amen. Knowing who Jesus Christ is, it's got to have a high priority in your life. Don't let somebody else tell you that there's some other God. That there's some other mix-up of gods. My God, her God, our God, the God. That they, you know, the world is going to try to mess with your mind. Just keep your principle. Keep your priority that you know who Jesus is. Psalm 90, verse number 12. So, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I've got to learn. You know, it's really important to learn the Word of God. It's important to learn that there truly are spiritual priorities. I think it's a good thing that we have Bible studies. It's a good thing that we have elements classes. It's a good thing that we have prayer meetings. It's a good thing that we have midweek service. It's a good thing that we have evangelistic preaching. Amen. That we're proclaiming the Word of God with force and with power. Amen. Those are good things. In fact, they have a priority in my life. Amen. They have a priority in the body of Christ. But not everybody in the world recognizes those as priorities. Some people think, well, it's okay to go to church if you want to. Oh, I'm going to come just as soon as I have time. Oh, just as soon as I'm able, I'll be there. We all got 168 hours a week. And we got to set our priorities on what is important. Flesh says that I What I want to do, I want to do. In fact, a lot of times flesh would say, well, I have to do this or that. When the truth really is, no, you don't. You get to choose. If you place it as a priority, and that's your choice, well, then that's what you're going to do. Man, I want to make sure that my principles and my priorities line up with Jesus Christ. Jesus said it this way in Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse number 33. But seek ye first. Someone say first. Here it is, the word of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. When you put God first, you're living for Him. Guess what? Here it says, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Man, when I put God first, God will bless me. God will use me. God will protect me. God will enable me. God will give me power that I didn't have without the Holy Ghost. God will, when I set my priorities with God and I have principles that are founded on the Word of God, when I put the kingdom of God and His righteousness first in my life, guess what? God blesses my household. God blesses my life. Everything around me is better when I put God first. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 7 says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You cannot buy this. You got to live it. You got to have an experience with Jesus Christ. You got to have that experience right there, Acts 2:38. Repent, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And then live that way. Live for Jesus Christ. And God will add everything that you need. God will help you with your finances. God will help you with your relationships. God will help you with your flesh. Keep your desires in check. God will help you with every aspect of your life. The enemy whispers in our mind, which sounds so overwhelming to us. The world is going to tell you, too much church. What, you mean you go to church every Sunday? Not just Sunday, but Monday and Wednesday, and sometimes Thursdays and Saturdays. And then there's district events and other things. Revival. And then guess what? On the days that I don't have church, I'm getting ready for church the day before. Excuse me. I got this nasal sinus stuff going on. The enemy is going to tell you, too much church. I'm telling you, that's the enemy that's speaking to you. you will not get too much of God. I need to get more of God, not less. Amen. I want more of His Spirit, not less. Amen. There's going to be some that would say, Pastor, but you just don't understand. I got the kids and I got the job and I got the home and I got this and I got, you might have a husband or you might have a wife or you might have responsibilities. I got these things I got to do. When you put God first, He will give you the ability to do those things that you got to do. And do them better, and it's going to be better for you the way that God wants it to be done than if you had taken all your time and tried to do it all by yourself. You're going to be better off following Jesus Christ and letting Him bless your life than you trying to go off on your own and doing it without God. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse number 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, I want to be around people that love God. Amen. I don't want to be around heathens. people that are not this precious faith. No, I do have to be around them, and I count many of those people that I know as my friends or co-workers or associates. I know many well. But that's not who I want to hang out with. I want to be in the house of God. I want to make it to church. When the church doors are open, I want to make it there. Amen. If I'm not in church here, you can rest assured I'm either sick in the bed or I'm in church. Somewhere I was in church on Sunday at my son's church in Bristol. I wasn't skipping church. I was just in a different church. Amen. Preaching up a storm. Giving them both barrels. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The closer we get to perilous times, and my friend, we are in perilous times. I don't think the end time is coming. I think the end time is right now. I think we are living in the fulfillment of prophetical scriptures. Amen. God is doing what He said He would do. The more we live in these perilous times, the more we understand where we are, the more we have a principle and priority in our life, the more important church becomes. Not less important. It becomes more important. Amen. There are some that say it's okay to forsake. That's not what I read. It tells us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. I'm going to prefer the Word of God as my principle so that I can place things in the proper priority over what other people say, over what the world tells me to think. And the world's going to try to tell you what to think. Know the Word, know the principle, have a priority in your life. You see, if you just go out and do those things that are sinful in the world, well, then there remains no sacrifice for sins. Now, Jesus Christ is the sacrifice for sins, right? But if you forsake Jesus Christ and go out and do the things you should not do, you just continue living out there in the world. Then you've got your priorities. You've got your principles mixed up. You see, you're going to get principles and help you set your priorities when you're in the church, when you come to the house of God. Yes, God will heal your body. Yes, God will touch your mind. Yes, God will lift up your spirit. Yes, God will do wonderful works. Yes, God is a great God. And when I am tired and when I am weary, then He is my rest. Amen. He is the one that lifts me up. I don't know how many times I've come to church tired and weary, and by the time I get to worshiping God and magnifying the Lord and I hear the anointed preaching of God, and it just, man, it invigorates me. It just gives me strength that I didn't have before. Amen. It gives me the ability to go on living right with God. Amen. But you do have to learn how to cut the right things out. You only have 168 hours a week. 24 hours in every day, 7 days in every week. You only have so much time and so much money. You have to have principles and priorities. What is more important? What is really robbing us besides work? I know most people got to go to work. Okay. I understand that. I go to work too. Most Americans watch TV during dinner time, evening time. Millions of videos are watched every single day. Millions. I've read that 25% chance of falling asleep in front of the TV set. In an average home, TV is on one half of all waking hours. The average TV time, 4 hours a day, 28 hours a week, 17% of your priority is the TV. Be careful what you Be careful what you do. What is more important? I found this a little bit disturbing, but I believe it's probably true. The largest TV audience in America is preschool children. Wow. Whoops. Sorry to hear that. One third of waking hours watching TV. Some kids, that's what they do. They get to watch the TV. I'm sorry. American children spend 12,000 more hours in front of a TV than they do in Sunday school. We as parents, we as apostolic Christians, I hope we place the proper principle, the proper priority in our lives so that we can affect and influence the lives of our children. Some saints have said, well, I don't want my kids just knowing church. You don't have to worry about that. They're going to find out about the world. But make sure they know what's in the church. They know the word. They've heard the preaching. They've had an experience. They know the principle so that they can weigh a priority. Amen. I'm so glad that my kids were raised in church from birth to now. They've had the opportunity to know church, to know who Jesus is. You see, for me, that was a high priority. I got to teach my kids principles. I got to show them priorities. It's important to know who Jesus is. It's important to be faithful to the house of God. It's important to walk with the Lord. Every generation needs to know who Jesus is. Entire generations are raised knowing nothing but bars and drugs and immorality in our world today. I think the Dykes met another kid, had never heard about the Bible story. Had never been in a church. We've recently had teenagers come into our church that they had never set foot in a church before in their whole life. We were the first church they ever stepped foot in. And I'm talking not a little baby either. Teenage person. Wow. I want my children, my household, my family to know who Jesus is. To have principles. To set priorities in their life. You see, the point is simply this. It's a mistake to fill your life with things of the world. You got to fill as much of your life as you can with things of God. Amen. You're not going to hide from the world. The world is going to be all around you. You don't have to go look for sinful stuff. It's going to come and try to find you. Fill your life with as much of Jesus Christ as you can. As much of God as you can get. The day is approaching. Jesus Christ is going to come again. Paul said it. I count it all but dung for what I know now. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Those old ways are dead. You know, in my young adult life, I was backslid. That way of life is dead to me. I will never allow that to happen again in my life. Because I want to fill my life with Jesus Christ. You focus on putting priority and principles and priorities in your life, and you won't have room for the world to take you down. You won't have opportunity for the world to draw you astray. Amen. First John chapter 2, beginning at verse number 15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. As ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. There are so many things in our world that are against God. Our secular society is going to try to convince you that God is not real. That Jesus Christ is not the only living God. And He is. Don't let the world corrupt your principle or set its priority as your priority. I agree, we're busy. I'm busy, you're busy. We got lots of things to do. But when I set my principle on the Word of God and I set my priority in Jesus Christ, then it's not going to be my walk with God that goes off the cliff. I want to let the worldly things go and hold on to Jesus. Amen. Amen. I serve God through His house and in His body, in the church. In these last days, I need the fellowship of the brethren of Jesus Christ more than ever before. I don't want to be a lone island trying to do it all alone. I want to be a part of the body of Christ. I want to be a member of the church. Amen. Stand with me. Above everything else, it's my job to see that I am saved. I can't save you, and you can't save me. Amen. But we can have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, I pray that your hand, Lord, would be upon us. Help us, Lord, to have a set of principles in our life, God, that are established by the Word of God. Help us, Lord, to know your word, and that by your word, Lord, we can have principles, Lord, that we can live by. Lord, that we can have priorities, Lord, that are what's most important. Things of God are most important. And then those things that come after in the world, we'll get food and we'll get employment and we'll do work and all those other things are important too. But Lord, let me put you first. And Lord, all these other things will be added unto me. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your principles. Thank you, Lord, that we can have priorities. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.